Good evening, God's beautiful listeners. It's again that time of the evening where it's real talk with your girl, Miss K. And like I said in the previous segment, that we have Sister Alushine and Sister Lily with us this whole month. And it's just awesome because they are such God-fearing women in the kingdom. You know, young people striving to just do the best in the kingdom and their best. You know, servanthood is everything in the kingdom. And today, the topic we're focusing mainly on is, you know, vision and dreams. And I want to start by saying, you know, don't give up on your vision and dreams, whatever it is. Because sometimes you know, when you get saved, you think that it all changes. Now your vision and dream has to change. You know, it has to be right. It has to be God-fearing vision. You have to become a pastor or apostle or be in the church or... You know, it doesn't have to change because every heart's desire and dream God has placed within you, okay, is what He sees for you. Every desire you have to become something in life is a desire He's put there.
Yes.
You know, He's made you, He's created you, so He knows this is the desires I want my child to have and I want them to strive for. So don't, you know, put yourself down when you get saved and you become Christian and your whole life, they say your whole life has to change. Your dreams and your visions is still being placed there. When you were a child, when God created you, He placed it there. And that's what He wants you to be and become. If you are opting to be a bartender, okay, the vision has to change there. Then I don't know. But, you know... you can look for other aspects of it. You know, sometimes it's always your testimony that stands strong. If you are not moved by that environment, then it's your testimony that will stand and differentiate you from the rest, you know. Sister Alushan, what do you have to say about that? Actually, greet the people first out there.
Goeienaand, goeienaand, listeners. Dis 'n wonderlike voorreg om weer vanaand in die teenwoordigheid van die Here te wees. Ek weet ons gaan dit sommer lekker groot maak. Kos ons is met 'n powerful topic vanaand besig. Ek dink vir my as 'n baie vierige persoon, like Michaela also always said to me, fear came from the devil. So ek call myself a child of God, so ek kan nie maklik dit my onderkry nie. My droom was altyd om voor 'n skare te praat en die goedheid en die lekkerheid van die Here te kan deel met andere. So ek gaan nie van vanaand af gaan ek nie meer opgee nie, mense.
Yeah, amen,
ek gaan nie.
en yourself, Sister Lily?
Goeienaand, weer eens. Is lieflik om hier te wees, saam met almal. Ek is Sister Lily. Ja.
Dankie vir daai.
Met Michaela remind my. Ja. Ek dink drome. O, elke een van ons het drome. En elke een van ons het 'n visie en 'n missie. So my vision is groot. My vision is groot. My vision is, ek wil sien dat my hele huis die Here dien. Dis my visie en my drome is sodat elke kind van my, ek het 5 kinders, so elke kind van my wil ek hê die Here moet, ek glo stellig elke een van hulle het 'n visie. So ek, wat my visie is, moet hulle sin ook wees. En my drome is, sodat elke een van hulle moet die Here dien, in gees en in waarheid. Dis my hele visie. Ek wil net die goedheid van die Here oor hulle sien. Ek wil net sien, hulle gaan vorentoe. Ek wil net sien, God se liefde skyn in hulle. Dis my visie vandag. En ek dink elke ouer het ook 'n visie vir hulle kinders. Ek dink soms kom die duiwel in om te kom destrooi. Hy kom om te hy het ook 'n visie, moenie vergeet nie. Hy het ook 'n visie. Hy het 'n mission wat hy moet vervul. But you have to be alert for that. So my visie is ek wil graag sien as dit God's willing is dat my kinders almal die Here moet dien.
No, that's true. That's true. And that's for every parent out there that are serving God earnestly. I'm sure that they all want their kids to serve in the kingdom, yes. You know. What do you do in the instance where that's not your children's vision, but that's your vision? How do you handle that?
It's hectic. Michaela is hectic. I think then we just need to pray. You just need to pray once again. Because nothing is impossible in God's eyes. Nothing. Daar is nie 'n ding wat die Here nie kan verander nie. Dis net vir ons ouers om op ons knieë te bly en te bid. En ek dink dit gebed gaan gepaard met vas en bid. So ek dink die Here kan as dit miskien nie op ons kinders harte lê om die Here te dien saam met die ouers nie. Ek dink wanneer kinders sien hulle ouers is gechange en transformed, dan obviously ek dink somehow somewhere manage die Here om 'n deurbraak in hulle lewe te maak. En ek dink somehow somewhere change die Here ook hulle mindset. Ek weet nie hoe nie, ek weet nie, maar al wat ek weet is, daar is nie 'n manier wat 'n sonder kan staande bly wanneer daar mense is wat die Here dien in een huisie. Ek glo so, Michaela, want ek dink dit wat die Here kan vir my gedoen het, kan die Here vir jou doen. So dit wat die Here in my lewe gedoen het, kan die Here in my kind se lewe doen. So daar is nie 'n manier dat die duiwel kan staande bly wanneer daar 'n atmosfeer is in die huisie. So ek glo en vertrou dat wanneer elke ouer het 'n desire, elke ouer het 'n desire dat almal in die huis die Here moet dien. So ek glo selfs met my, ek glo my seun gaan die Here dien. En die Bybel sê, soos jy glo, so sal dit wees. En ek staan op God se belofte. Ek staan en ek herinner God aan sy belofte. Daagliks, Here, U het gesê, U gaan hom red. So ek staan daarop en ek weet die Here sal op sy tyd, nie onsse nie. Ons is soms te haastig. Maar ek weet die Here sal intree.
And when you have this vision and this dreams and it doesn't come to pass when you want it to come to pass. Anushan, how have you dealt with that?
Ja, ek dink ook God se tyd is die gepastelike tyd. Ons as mens is soms so wanneer ek vandag bid, verwag ek God moet na 2-3 ure antwoord. Maar dit is nou nie van toepaslik. God se tyd is die gepastelike tyd. Hy kom deur op die laaste minuut, die oomblik wat jy voel jy kan nie meer nie. Daar is niks meer uit hou vir moenie. Maar dis hoe wonderlik ons God is. Op daai oomblik dan kom hy magtig deur. So ek wil iemand bemoedig vanaand, moenie opgee nie op jou drome. Dit wat jy wil word, moet nie opgee nie. Druk deur kind van God. Die Here staan wakker af agter sy woord. Hy gaan deurkom.
Halleluja. Amen. Amen. Guys, I couldn't have said it sweeter. It's true. He will definitely come through, you know. I've also found myself, you know, especially when these prophets speak over your life. Ah, you're gonna be this, you're gonna be that. Guys, I was supposed to be famous and a singer by now. You know, I'm waiting. I'm patiently waiting for God to fulfill, you know. But in me, and it's something I want. I personally want. I felt like I was called to be famous, you know, and there's a lot of things that has been put in. I know it sounds very, you know, but there was a lot of things put in my past to confirm it, in my path, sorry. And I mean, me even being on radio, you know, these it's like God is just doing things, but I want it now. I don't want to be 50 and on stage famous. I want to be now. Now in my 20s, Lord, see me through. And it's such a journey, and I have, like, honestly, we are not patient people. We are not born or created to be patient. And it's really the fruit of the spirit that we need to pray deeply for, you know, for patience, for kindness, for these are the things, even, you know, kindness is such a big one, even, because when you're driving and people are so rude and mean and people that backstab you, and there's so much things that can break you as a person to not dream, to not have visions anymore. Waiting for God to come through and people then saying things like, oh, it's never going to happen for you. Or what are you saying? You know, these are the things that break us down to not dream again, to not trust God for, you know, because like if this prophet said it was supposed to happen and it didn't happen, it's now 5 years, I'm still waiting, you know. And then someone along tells you it's never going to happen. And then you're like, you know what? There goes my way of actually even trusting God for anything, because it's lies. It's lies. And we become so hard, not only on ourselves, but on God.
Yes.
You know, and we're like not accepting, like you said, Alishan, that God's timing is everything.
Yeah.
You know, when He brings it about, it's the right time, the right season for when you need that thing. Mm. There's still so much molding and shaping and warfare that you even have to go through to get to that goal, because God knows when He gives it to you, just like that, handing it over, you are going to squander it. You are going to mess it up. You are going to get lost. You are going to die even in that circumstance. You know, it sounds so amazing. Oh, I want to be famous. Mm. But if I was put in that position and not prepared for it, I could die in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
A spiritual, not only a spiritual death, but the Hollywood world is so messed up. You know, I was watching this thing on TikTok where they were speaking about the gatekeepers of Hollywood, where they have their own ring and they control whether or not you make it, what you have to give up to get there.
Yeah.
And these are the things that happens behind the scenes, you know, and God knows exactly why I'm not there yet.
Yes.
Maybe I'm not strong enough.
Yes.
Maybe I still need more preparation.
Mm.
Maybe I need to come to that point where I'm for God, all in. Even if it comes to death,
yes,
I don't waver. I accept whatever comes my way. You know, and I'm not going to lie to you and say, yes, I'm there. I am there. Because I am not. I'm not.
Yes.
If someone says your life or Jesus, I'm not going to say I would run. Yes, 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 yes. You can take me now. It's Jesus. You know, I would stand there and I would question. I would stand and be like, you know, Lord, if you were truly there, would this be my predicament? If you can hear me now, are you going to come right now if I say you? You know, and you know, it's so powerful how back in the day, they were sold out, completely sold out, to the point that they even got thrown in the fire to the highest heat, burned dead, boiling hot, highest heat. And it was Jesus all the way.
Mm.
I am sold out for Christ all the way.
Mm.
And I want to get there.
Yes.
As much as I can tell you now, I love God with all my heart.
Mm.
There's still those really difficult questions that I can't tell you for certain. I might not shy away from it.
Mm.
You know, how do you guys feel? How do you feel, Alishan?
Ja, ek dink ek stem 100% saam met jou, Michaela. As jy soms baie maklik is van die situasie wat ons onsself invind, soms is ons nie te bold om dit te kan experience of nie experience om te verduidelik aan mense nie. En dan het mense altyd die mentaliteit om mense te kan judge op grond van wat hulle vra en hulle verwag 'n gepastelike antwoord daarop. Wat soms is ons nog nie so gegroei in die gees hier, of so, het ons nog nie baie ervaring daarop om hulle te kan antwoord hier. So soms, as 'n mens, dit gaan moes, like, bietjie opdraans en afdraans, so, ek het nie eendlik, weet nie, hoe om hierdie antwoord regtig te kan beantwoord hier, but ja.
So you're saying if they came to you now, they say death, or well, served you, or death, I mean, you know, if you mention the name of Jesus, we will shoot you now. You would, by all, not question.
No, I will definitely go for Jesus, because I know it will be eternal life with God. I know for sure I'm going to heaven that time. I'm going to choose God.
I'm not going to lie. I would stand there and be like, really, Lord? Really? I don't want to go now. I feel like there's so much I need to do still. You know, I would stand there, but I know I love God with all my heart. You know, I honestly feel like we don't talk about those things, you know. We don't realize those things, that it comes to the point where we're not always the first one to run for, oh, come, we need to save this soul. We shy away,
yes,
you know, when you're seeing that homeless person there, and they also have visions and dreams,
yes,
and we're like,
nope,
I don't need to save those person.
Mm.
God will do it. He first needs to get a wash, first needs to sort him out before I can even pray for him.
Yeah.
Guys, it doesn't happen that way. You need to be all in.
Yes.
All in.
Yes.
And if that's a journey, it's a journey you have to take,
yes,
you know? And guys, it's just so awesome to talk to you guys. It's so awesome to be in the studio and minister with Sister Lily and Sister Alushan. You know, I just want to say be blessed, stay blessed. God bless you. Mm-hmm. Have a good evening further.